You're listening to SBS News.
Queenslanders are being warned to watch out for more blue-bottle jellyfish after thousands of beachgoers were stung over the weekend. Over 3,500 people required first aid on the Golden Sunshine Coast, as unusually strong northeasterly swell conditions dragged record numbers of jellyfish on shore. Several swimmers suffered anaphylactic shock and were attended to by paramedics. Rhys Drury, lifeguard supervisor on the Sunshine Coast, says while conditions have improved, the threat is still ongoing.
We are still experiencing the blue bottles up here on the Sunshine Coast today. We have had a slight wind change from the east-northeast to an east-southeast, but due to the still being a little bit of east in the wind, we are still seeing blue bottles roll in this morning. Not as bad as the last few days, but there are still blue bottles up here on the sunny coast.
The blue bottle jellyfish has a gas-filled float that suspends them from the surface of the ocean, meaning they'll follow swells and wind changes. They are usually prominent across the eastern coast of Australia during the summer months and during autumn and winter in southern Western Australia. While there were almost 2,000 reported sting cases along the Queensland coastline on Sunday alone, Griffith University Professor Kylie Pitt says the current influx is not an anomaly.
Blue bottles are probably responsible for the vast majority of jellyfish stings along the Queensland coast. So they're really common. They're very abundant in some years, and that's effectively what's happening this year. Just lots of jellyfish, lots of people in the water, and therefore lots of stings.
Miss Pitt, who works at Griffith University's Sea Jellies Research Lab, says more research is needed to find out why jellyfish numbers fluctuate.
Jellyfish populations often go through cycles, so you'll have several years where they're really abundant, followed by several years where they're really scarce, and we don't yet have a really good handle on what's driving that variability. So it might be related to temperature, it might be related to the amount of nutrients and therefore food in the water, but we still need a lot of research to try and work out what are driving these large variations that we see in jellyfish populations.
There are between 10 and 30,000 cases of blue bottle stings reported along the eastern coast of Australia each year. No fatalities have been confirmed in the southern hemisphere, but Ms. Pitt says the sting can be painful.
Blue bottles are fairly unpleasant. They are quite painful. They might cause some of your glands to swell up. Typically, they're not particularly dangerous, so they don't usually cause people to be hospitalised, and they can usually be treated on site. With the Irukandji jellyfish, and there's been quite a few stings by Irukandji at Fraser Island this year, though that toxin is actually a lot more potent and it invokes much more severe symptoms within the patient, and so those people who are stung by Irukandji may end up being transported to hospital for treatment.
Lifeguard Rhys Drury says there are simple ways to treat a sting from a blue bottle jellyfish.
Obviously, they have a tentacle. You need to remove the tentacle with your fingernails and then get up to see a lifeguard or lifesaver. Now, if they're not available, the best, obviously, treatment is a hot shower, as hot as you can sort of handle. That'll neutralise the sting. If some places don't, you haven't got access to hot water, then second best thing is ice, which will numb the area.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.